Great to be with you on this Saturday morning, November 28. We're racing at Moonee Valley here in Melbourne this afternoon. Let's welcome in the team. Dean Lester, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Congratulations on a great coverage last night on Sky Active of the TAB Melbourne Cup. Really enjoyed it.
Yeah, it was a terrific night. Hardstyle Rico leading all of the way. Did you back him, Dino?
No, I didn't, Gareth. No, I did not, but really enjoyed it. And no, I thought you were going along beautifully, and then Trent Langscale came along and just showed you up completely. He just looked like something out of a menswear catalogue.
Geez, he's had a really good 9 months in isolation, I think, Trent Langscale.
He's really primed.
It was a hot and balmy night. He made me look bad too because I...
You put the jacket straight on?
Yeah, I did. Once I got a text message from you, I thought, well, you got to lift your game. Trent's, he's lifted the bar a little bit. But, Dino, we're back here at Moonee Valley today. The rail's back in the true on a good four, but listening to Marty Simon this morning, Damien Oliver wrote a couple there at the Valley. He expects it to be a good three midway through the meeting. Is that how you read it?
Yeah, I would think so. Rail back in the true, good conditions. I'm really keen on a couple of races, and but there's some competitive racing all day.
And it's great to have the Mackenzie Stakes and the Carline Stakes be held this season after that washout, or that meeting in August was washed out.
I wonder if we've found a new home for them. Not that they're big fields, but we've got the sort of the Mackenzies between the Vane and the McNeil in the spring, and it might be a late target race here, I think the Carline adds a little bit 2 weeks after the Dovetons for the short course horses that aren't going on to a race like the Winterbottom in Perth.
I like the way you're thinking, Dino. Let's say a very good morning to David Gately. He's back from his time in Country Victoria riding the mountains, and he's with us now. Good morning to you, Gator.
Hello, mate, and hello, team.
Did you enjoy your break?
Oh, I think the key was just getting off that couch. Melbourne in, we know, it's done it tough. I mean, relatively, it's plenty worse off than us, but it was just good to just get away, and some of the views up there were amazing. I can tell riding down is much easier than riding up, so just write that down.
And you went to Bright, didn't you?
That's correct.
Okay. So,
the mountain, the foot of the mountain there, lovely part of the world.
And Warren Huntley joins us. And Warren, you've got fans right across the country. You're much loved. But your biggest fan group is in a bus heading to Warrnambool as we speak.
Yeah, well, they have mixed emotions about me, I think, Gareth, depending on how the results go. But they're right into the spirit of the Jericho Cup. A number of my mates from the Vermont area, they're making a regular pilgrimage in the early stage of the Jericho Cup to get down there. It's about 20 of them on a bus on the way there now. They'd probably be getting past the Geelong side of town and heading towards, I think, the first stop, Colac. That's when the first can's meant to be had. But I'm tipping that rule's probably already been broken.
Yeah, it's a difficult one, isn't it? Everybody's so excited on a Saturday morning when you're with your mates and you get you plan a weekend away. Do you go hard early or do you try and time your run, Warren? I've learnt my lesson over the years that it's better to really wait and be patient and maybe go the coffee and then a pie, but I might not be a seasoned campaigner like your mates there.
No, I'm sure it will become a bit of a test of stamina. I think it's lunch at the Kelly Hotel today and then lunch and dinner at the Whalers if they can't get on course on Sunday. So there's certainly a few Ks to cover there.
Look out, and the Jericho's really, it's only been going for a few years, but boy, it's becoming some race that everybody's looking forward to on the Victorian racing calendar.
Terrific. In such a short period of time, just a credit to Bill Gibbons in particular, but then for Racing Victoria and others to get behind it and build it into the event that it's become. Just a shame that the notification of getting some people on course was, through the situation that we're in, came through so late this year. But I think that'll only help the Jericho build next year and the years ahead.
He's one man that you would love to have a beer with, Bill Gibbons. He can tell a story, and he's got a few of them as well. But anyway, we need to find a winner at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Let's welcome in Nicholas Quinn, the great man from the TAB. Nicholas, good morning to you.
Good morning, Gareth. Good morning to all.
You're looking forward to this card. What's been the best back galloper so far?
There's been a few well-backed runners early on in the program. Punters are looking to get their cash with the favourites heavily supported in races 1 and 2. And it's quite wide open in the second half of the program.
All right, then. First race, you can scratch Sea Princess in this maiden over the 1,600 metres. Are they backing any of these gallopers here in the first, Quinny?
backing the favourite Steb Song to get the job done. 250 into 240 hits the market at that quote. Bilby Friends are $4 second to Lex. Supreme Thunder, $4.40. Then we've got Ronnie J, $9. There's been a little bit of support at longer odds for the four Wise Dragon, a $10 chance. Land of the Brave, $14. And the Whiskey, the outsider of the field at $23. But clearly the best back in the opener is the favourite Steb Song.
We learned that Archie Alexander is really confident with Supreme Thunder. He made Supreme Thunder his best for the day. And he, of course, trains Coley, who has form lines around the favourite Seb Song and Nowitzki. Dean Krongold really keen on Seb Song's chances as well, especially stepping up to the mile. And Dave Eustace, Dino, said Nowitzki, they made a mistake there at Donald in that race that Seb Song comes out of. And the blinkers go on today.
Yeah, and that was a really good question you asked, Gareth, about the different horses in the Archie Alexander stable and how they all lined up. Enjoyed that, and I'm going with run out of Donald with Seb Song. I thought he ran well. He might have been a bit unlucky not to get the protest, and I just think 1600 will suit inside draw with Jamie Carr aboard. She's got a magnificent book of rides, and this might be the start of a massive day. I think Still Be Friends is a nice horse. He won really well at Benalla, really wobbled around the bend. He was on the wrong leg. And then when he got in the straight line, quickened down. That's my only little worry, that whether he gets gets around the turn at the Valley okay. But I loved his straight line speed late in the race there at Benalla. Supreme Thunder was very good on debut at Ballarat on his home track. Ran well. And as you mentioned, Nowitzki, it was interesting that Dave Eustace said they made the mistake of not running him in the blinkers because he trialled up okay. And there's a lot of maidens run in Victoria at the moment, and some of these horses are taking on this race, and rightly so, and Nowitzki's one of them. I'll put them in 5, 2, 3, and 8.
All right, then, Gator. And Troy Causton says that Land of the Brave will also run a big race, and he wants to lead with that galloper.
All right, well, they all can't win. I think Still Be Friends can, though. Went to 1400 Benalla second up, thrashed one. It wasn't far off the Sandown Guineas winner prior to that. There's plenty of merit on the clock as well. Seb Song, danger. No match for Shelby Cobra on debut. So that obviously reads, well, that's the Sandown Guineas form. And just no match for Coley at Donald. Thrashed the rest of them. Coley was okay at Sandown. He probably had excuses, got a long way back. Land of the Brave, good fight to win at Echuca. Now, they didn't lead last. I think that was the wrong recipe. And as you've addressed, I think they're all over that. And Ronna J next. But I don't mind Still Be Friends here. 2, 5, 6 from 1.
All right, then, Warren, how do you read the first race?
Yeah, I'm with Still Be Friends. A bit like, well, as Gator and Dino have referenced, he was really strong through the line. I love the way he just kept getting stronger and stronger in that straight line speed at Benalla that Dino referenced. And I think the camber at Moonee Valley will probably help him a little bit rather than the geography of the track at Benalla. There looks to be reasonable speed in the race. I think he'll relish the 1,600 metres. Could structure the race by backing Still Be Friends and effectively having another bet on Seb Song and nearly saving on Seb Song. I'm 2 ahead of 5. Thought 3 Supreme Thunder was good on debut. There was solid market support on that day, and at 6, Land of the Brave. If they lead, that might allow him to run to his best. He was more like the Land of the Meek at Tatura last start, but leading might allow him to just be able to roll along and be harder to get past. 2, 5, 3, 6.
All right, so Dean Lester likes the 5 Seb Song to defeat the 2, 3, and 8. Gator would Still Be Friends, the 2 over the 5, 6, and 1. And Warren Huntley also keen on the 2 Still Be Friends to defeat the 5, 3, and 6. Race 2 is the 2-year-old race. This has been a really good 2-year-old race over the years. It's over the 1,000 metres. Gulf of Suez is a scratch and goes to Adelaide. And David Eustace says this gallop will be mighty hard to beat once again in Adelaide. You can scratch the 5 Glen Eagles, the 8 Plymouth Rock, the 11 Saturn Isle, the 12 Super Aurora, the 14, Reach for Joy, the 15, Sunday Yumcha, and the 18, Divine Waters. Most of those horses have been scratched because they drew the car park or out wide. Brazen Boy's the favourite here. Quinny, are they backing him once again?
Yeah, has been the best bad runner, Gareth. Currently a 2.25 market leader. The fluctuations go out the window a little bit with all those scratchings and deductions. In terms of hold, 60% of the money has been for Brazen Boy. The Globe of $5 second to leg, then we've got Paulette $6.50, Direct $7, Rainbow $12, Prince Alexander $14. There's been a little bit of support at longer odds for number 2, Chiati, who's a $26 chance. and then it's $31 or better the rest. But clearly the best back runner in race two, again with Jamie Carr in the saddle, is Brazen Boy. And for those punters wanting to follow that scratch runner over in Adelaide, it's race one, number one, Gulf of Suez, who has been 225 into 210 and one of the best back runners at Morbetville today.
All right then, Gator, what are you doing with this two-year-old field?
Well, I tipped Brazen Boy in the Merson Trooper off the back of a brilliant trial, in really fast time. It was pretty much the talk of the town. What I did note late in that race before the scratching was just getting a bit wobbly in the betting. Now, I'm not sure if that was due to the big money for Forbes, who does look pretty smart, and Animo, the winner of that race as well, both look above average, or, you know, the fact that he was playing up a little bit and hence the scratching. So I'm just a bit wary about that late drift. But look, I have to take the trial at face value. It's brilliant. Glen Eagle's an interesting one. Cost him $500,000. The jump out on Monday was fabulous. That off them and so strong to the line. The Globe jumped out well before starting right in the betting on debut. The Quinella have since run well. Plenty of talk about early times, two-year-olds. I think it can be really misleading. The form's stacking up. And Paul Ells tried well with Plymouth Rock. Of course, the latter are scratching. 3, 5, 13, and 7 now.
All right, then. We've got Glen Eagles is out as well. Have you got another number there for a skater?
All right, that old chestnut. You have to come back to me, mate.
All right, then, I will. I'll go to you, Warren Huntley. Did you listen to Philip Stokes this morning? I don't know. Every time I ask him about Brazen Boy, I don't know if he's one of those coaches when he's got a young gun footballer and he doesn't want to, he wants to talk it down so the kid doesn't have too much pressure on him when he makes his debut, because every time you talk to him about Brazen Boy, he doesn't fill you with the greatest of confidence to take the $2.25 on offer at the moment.
Well, I think Phil's just very pragmatic and honest about assessing his horses. And yep, I've got real concerns about Brazen Boy today. He's had a jump out and a trial in Adelaide. Obviously, the trial, well-documented, was brilliant. Then he played up at the barriers, was scratched. He went back to Maui. He missed the kick in that jump out at Maui. And then he was just even to the line. So I think he's a real risk today, and I'm working around him. I thought number 13, the Globe, ran well on debut down the straight and has been back to the jump out since. Number of horses racing today went to the Valley for gallops on Tuesday morning, and credit to the Valley for filming those gallops and putting them up on their YouTube channel. Their terrific vision. If you get a chance between now and race day, race time, you might be able to see some things that appeal to you. Beauty's in the eye of the beholder. I love the way the Globe's going. I thought Paul Ely, who also had a gallop at the Valley, and I think her jump outs have been encouraging. So I think the James Cummings stable's got a terrific hand in this race. Paul Ely, a male, sorry. His work's been good leaning into the debut. I like what I've seen from Direct, as Lloyd Kennewell outlined, hasn't really been put off the bridle, but looks strong through the line. I like the jump out at Sandown down the back straight where he moved nicely. And 17 Rainboy was given a bit of a test in a recent jump out, and in those short inner tracks at Flemington, he actually found a couple of lengths in a short period of time, and I think that's a positive sign. So I'm working around Brazen Boy, 13, 7, 4, 17.
All right, Dan, now when you watch these jump outs, do you like horses to be on the bridle, or do you like them to have to see what they've got when they do let them go a little bit?
I'm a little bit happier to see them have a bit of a test, yep. And I totally agree with what Warren just said. Everything about Rain Boy, I think he's a real professional. He sprung the gates really quickly, travelled kindly. I think that probably would suggest he'd be in the first four, probably. He was put under pressure, he responded, and he ran away. Then he's had a gallop on Tuesday at Moonee Valley, so he's had a look at the track. You know the Snowdens are great with two-year-olds. I'm happy to play him each way. And the Globe, I think they're the two for me. The Globe ran well on debut. He's had the freshen, jump out, gallop on Tuesday, ready to go. I've been left with Brazen Boy for third. I thought it was an awful trial at Maui. He missed the start. He wanted to over-race, wanted to get him in behind. Maybe he'll begin well and I'll just let him run and he'll go a lot better. But he's showing maybe signs that he's had a busy time of it in the last few weeks. And Direct, who it looked pretty keen in a gallop at the Valley on Tuesday and looks quite sharp. He seems to go quite well, but I'm playing at around number 17 and 13. 17, 13, 3 and 4.
All right, then. So Dino Keane on Rainboy for the Snowdens, the 17 to defeat the 13-3 in four. Gator with Brazen Boy to defeat the two Cummings runners for Godolphin, the 13-7. And the Globe, the top tip there for Warren Huntley, 13-7, 4-17. Let's have a look at race number three on the program, the Vale Jim McConey Handicap over the 1,600 metres, and we will miss Jim, benchmark 64. Scratch the 5, Muleta, the 6, Not Alone, and the 7, Rhythmic Queen. And, Quinny, what's the market doing here?
The third of the well-backed favourites early on in the program with the toppy Ocean 13, 380 into 310. Tab's chief media officer, Trent Langscale, reported one bet of 9,680 in Ocean 13 overnight at $3.10. So clearly the best back, and hopefully punters are up and about after the first three well-backed fancies can get the cash. We've got Lawnby at $6 second elect, Okotox $8.50. There's been money for a couple of runners if you're chasing a roughie. The 10 Prism has been 10 into 9.50, and number 14 Mostly Sunny at $11 chance has had support, as has the 13 Low, who's been 13 into 9.50. But the best back runner, including that big bet overnight, is the toppy Ocean 13.
All right then, Warren, what about Ocean 13? Do you have her jumping and running and leading this afternoon?
Well, hopefully she does begin cleanly, yep. Gareth, and if she does, I think that puts her into a really good position here on relatively firm ground at the Valley in this grade of race. And yeah, good to see that the club honouring Jimmy Marconi, obviously an icon of Victorian racing and racing in general, in what he did achieve. In my early days of jockey management, I was managing Stephen Bastor on Get a Call from Jimmy Marconi. I'd no idea what he was saying. I just hope I'd reserved Steve for the right horse, and I'd know when the fields come out if I'd listened and hopefully interpreted what was right. I'm with Ocean's 13 here, one ahead of 4 Lawndy, who I think they'll both probably get into forward positions. 2 Okotox, just had a real rejuvenation with the Nathan Hobson stable, racing well. Probably arguably a touch unlucky beyond New Choice last start, and I put 13 Low in as next best. Was out wide on the track, and we saw Chief Altony come through that race and be heavily supported and win during the week, and there was probably almost as much merit in Low's performance there. 1, 4, 2, 13.
And Dino, we talk about Dennis Pagan doing what he was able to do, of course, winning a classic, but Jim Marconi was a man with so much skill. He came here from Italy, and he was a terrific businessman, and then he taught himself basically to train a thoroughbred, and what a mighty job he did.
Yeah, he did, and it was interesting. Ray Douglas this morning on Cracking the Codes outlined that, and I remember it, in the late 70s, he bought like welter horses that were, you know, capable of winning in town, and took them to the picnic so that he could fast track getting his professional license. They were very, very smart horses, Equatorial, and they'd be going to Alexandra and just bolting in, and then he went from there and had a few of my favourites, Cossack Prince, who nearly won a Caulfield Cup, and of course Rancho Ruler. They were great horses, and he had a great dynasty of them through those families.
Who wins the race named after him today, Dino? Do you see Ocean 13? Obviously, she needs to jump, but if she jumps, is she the leader for you?
She is, I would say. It's an interesting race that the speed's probably drawn in with Lawndy, Divine Honours, Prism, Mostly Sunny, all using their good gates. Their barriers 1-6. I'm thinking Low will need a good ride, but I like that run at Moonee Valley that Warren outlined. The rail was out. It was hard to make ground. There was a mid-race issue when one of the horses went amiss, and Low didn't really get interfered with, but you just see he had to slow a little bit when that incident happened, and then was chasing from there on in. I thought he ran pretty well, and as Warren mentioned, Chief Elton, he came through that form to win on Wednesday, and I just thought Low was worth a ticket each way here to beat 4 Lawndy, who I think might just sit outside Ocean's 13 and just grind away. It was a good run last start at Donald, can certainly run well. Ocean's 13's there with a chance. She's honest. She tries hard. She'll be there in the finish again. And she's well graded. She's a 72 in a 64 race. And with the claim and the 2 kilo allowance for being a mare, she's not excessively weighted. And number 8, Divine Honours, the Robbie Griffiths, Matt de Cock stable are flying. And this horse is going to get a beautiful run. He's been up a long time, but holding his form. 13, 4, 1, and 8.
Gator, your thoughts here in the third?
Yeah, look, I certainly take Dino's point about the rating of Ocean's 13. I mean, it is only a benchmark 64, the race. The last time she was in one of these 3 runs ago, she won easily. And I think the claim's important. It's just never easy, is it, to give weight to the boys. But I'm with her. I think she can give us a great side. It's such an even race, typical of the 64s. Laundy, just too wet at Sale. Back to the honest best at Donald last time and only led until late. The mile form's good. Okotoks, certainly in the game, did look a shade unlucky with a big weight a couple of runs ago, and then was the sole top three miss here at the Mini Valley. Draws a little awkward, but a couple of scratchings have helped. And the 9 were promoted after, again, those key scratchings. So we're now 1, 4, 2, and 9.
All right, then. So Dino likes the 13 here, low at an each-way price, $9.50 for Nick Smart and Jamie Carr to defeat the 4-1 at 8. Gators with Ocean 13 to get the job done, the 1 from the 4, 2 and 9, and Warren also with Ocean's 13, the 1 to defeat the 4, 2 and 13. Let's have a look at race number 4 for the fillies and mares over the 1,600 metres. Scratch the 4, Goldie Fox, the 5, Mrs. Beckham, the 6, Sky Cool. And what's the market doing here, Quinny? Any of these mares been well backed?
Yeah, we've had a change in favouritism, Gareth, with support coming for number 8, Re-Edit, who's been 480 into 380. November Dreaming had been a popular favourite at around the $4 quote throughout the course of the week and remains at $4, but now replaced as favourite by Re-Edit, who's been the early market mover. Wings of Pastrami on the next line of betting at $4.40. There's been a little bit of support for Ethical Solution, who's been $7 to $6.50. And we have Queen Ladiva at $9. Double figures all better the rest with Palumbo 13, Crater Toir 14, Jester Halo the outsider there at $31. But the best back runner with Damien Oliver steering for Chris Waller, number 8, Re-Edit.
Best push we got from the first word this morning out of this race, Dino, was the 1 Queen at Ladiva. Third up this preparation will be on speed if she jumps. And Lindsay Smith says she'll be mighty hard to catch up to the mile.
Yeah, she's one third up her last two preparations, I think, yep. Gareth. So it is a good formula for it. That is the if she's got to begin. And if she does, she'll get the lead easily. And if that's the case, she's right in the mix. She goes in my early quaddy, but on with November Dreaming, who I thought appreciated a very fast speed on Geelong Cup Day, but won really well. And then conversely, didn't get any cover early and didn't race well at Flemington. But here with, I think, probably Queen Ladiva leading her and then maybe Duns and Roses, just a halo and maybe something coming from out wide, she'll get that cover. And if she does, I think she can bounce back to form. Wings of Pastrami ran well Cup Week. It's got the outside draw to contend with, but is close to a win. All 4 runs this time in have been progressive. 8 Re-Edit was the best of Good Things Beaten first up, should have won easily. I don't think she's quite as effective second up, but at least she's had 23 days between runs to maybe stay a little bit on the fresh side. If that's the case, she can win. And Ethical Solution didn't get a lot of room when she needed it in the Summon Stakes, so she can win. And as I said, Queen Ladiva goes in the early quaddy. So good competitive mares race, 9, 3, 8, 7.
What are you thinking here, Gator?
Yeah, I'm thinking competitive is the right word for it. I've just lent to Ethical Solution, who was luckless first up. Huge odds in the Summon Stakes, but kept closing. Now back to a 78 grade third up mile. She only actually goes up a kilo. I think she goes forward, sits on the leader here perhaps. That's what I want to see anyway. November Dreaming, conversely, that was the wrong recipe, going up sitting on the leader last time. The win prior, as referenced, was exceptional. Queen Ladiva, the likely leader here, as referenced, she led. She won easily third up last prep, then won again at Flemington. She's on the, look, she's got the big weight, but it's a high limit. And Wings of Pastrami, Re-Edit, certainly in the game. I gave the latter a good hope, fresh. I agree. I think she was a good thing licked. But second up, staying at a mile, now she's favourite. Now all of a sudden you go from 20 to 1 to you know, that's not the right recipe, I don't think. 7, 9, 1, 3.
All right then, Warren.
I think Danny O'Brien will be hoping that Queen Ladiva begins well and Jester Halo and perhaps others providing some cover for November Dreaming. It just didn't work out well for her at Flemington last start, but we've seen that form hold up well with the subsequent winner of Charlie Rose. So I'm giving her another chance, November Dreaming, 9 ahead of 8 Re-Edit, who's been kept on the fresh side since that well-documented unlucky run first up, and you would think that in time she's going to get out over further, but another one who went to the Valley for a gallop during the week and did look sharp enough. So on the evidence of that limited exposure and the gap between runs, you'd think this is a good race for her, and there is market support. Wings of Pastrami's consistent, probably just needs a little bit of luck from that draw, but if the speed does end up unfolding the way we have predicted, then there's an opportunity to slot in there. And 7, Ethical Solution, was good in a strong race last start. 9, 8, 3, 7.
All right, then. So Dean Lester's with the 9, November Dreaming, to defeat the 3, 8, and 7. Ethical Solution, the on-top selection for David Gately, 7, 9, 1, and 3, his numbers. And Warren Huntley also with November Dreaming here, the 9 to defeat the 8, 3, and 7. Let's move to race number 5. This is the feature race for the 3-year-olds here, the Mackenzie Stakes. Ali Boom's been saved for a race there in Adelaide, and Richard Jolly says that she will be he will be mighty hard to beat in Adelaide this afternoon. Deep Speed for Team McAvoy. Is he still the favourite here, Quinny?
A drifting favourite, but the way the money is coming for Nicolini Vito, I anticipate there could be a change in top billing here. Deep Speed has been $2.70 out to $3, but the money has come for numbers 5 and 8. The 5, Nicolini Vito, has been as much as $4.60 into $3.70 through the week, and that support has continued $3.70 into $3.40. Bets of $2,000 at $4.60, $2,000 at $3.70, while Ocean Beyond has been popular as well. $6 into 5, bets of $2,000 at 5, and $1,000 each way at $5.50. We have I Love the Game at $6.50 chance, Freedom Move $9.50, Pioneer River $11. Red Peroni, the outside of the small field, at $34. But the favourite on the drift here, and some decent bets on the second and third elect, so I'll be fascinated to see if that continues and what our experts make of Deep Speed.
Really competitive race, the Mackenzie this year, Gator. You've got a horse like Red Peroni. Lloyd Kennewell says, well, he's a 10-1 chance in his eyes. Your thoughts here?
Well, I think it's a really good race. And I looked at the noms and thought, oh, well, Deep Speed's going to be the winner and my tip, and then looked at it a little more forensically. I still think he can win it, but I've lent to Nicolo Vito, who's been gelded into this prep, bolted in a maiden, back and wide at the Valley, and ran by I Love This Game with the pattern of the night against him. Now, they ran away from third. Fighting out third that day was a horse called Show Some Decorum. That's the horse that Deep Speed beat at the Valley prior to that before, going to that stakes race at Flemington 1400, and held on well for third behind two smart ones on a tough day to lead. So, I think they're both well above average. And obviously, I Love This Game. It brings in the same form and had 62 the other day, so dropped 6 kilos here and has 1.5 kilo relative weight swing on Nicolo Vito. So they look the main three for me. Look, Freedom Move, I wouldn't faint, but it's next. 5, 4, 6 from 1.
All right then, Warren, this is a good horse's race. Deep Speed, Tony McAvoy, happy with him. His grand final, he'll head anyway to the Gold Coast after this and be aimed at the Magic Millions Guineas there during their carnival. And Nicolini Vito, hasn't he just been a different horse since he was gelded?
Yeah, he's trialled up well going into this preparation. His two wins have been terrific. And as Gator outlined, Nicolini Vito had a few things against him with the rail position and the race shape, but he was a terrific winner last start. Gee, I just think coming back to 1,200 metres is going to suit Deep Speed. He's a beast of a horse. He's got a lot of strength about him. And I think back to 1,200 metres here at a track where he's dominated. He looked the sharpest of the workers there at the Valley, but no doubt he's a fast horse and a sharp worker. But he certainly dashed around there in really good style on Tuesday morning. I've gone 4 ahead of 5. I think they're the key runners as the market's outlined. 6, I Love the Game. Well, Nicolini Vito had to pull out a terrific run to beat I Love the Game last start. And from a good draw, I Love the Game should get every chance to be figuring in the finish again. And I thought Free to Move didn't have the best of luck in a race that was just dominated on speed. Really smart ride from Ben Mallum on Portland Sky last start. And a horse that does like racing here. And I thought maps to just watch it unfold and could chime in late. Definite trifecta first four players. Intriguing race despite the relatively small field. 4, 5, 6, 1.
Now, Gator and Warren have left out Ocean Beyond in their top four. four numbers here, Dino. This horse was well backed on debut for Daniel Bowman. He gave this horse a good push yesterday on RSN Central. Have you made room for him in your top four?
I haven't, Gareth. I like the style of his win. I just think it's a totally different scenario here around the valley and the outside draw and in the small field. It'll be interesting to see how it plays out. I think Nicolini Vito is a really progressive horse, just hits this race in peak form on the up. He's going to be giving away a start, but I love the way he can get quick, and he did it at Kilmore. He did it again at Moonee Valley, and I think he'll just round them up. And I think he'll run down deep speed. He'll make a good race of it. His run was very good at 1,400 metres back to the 1,200. And as Warren said, he looked to gallop very sharp Tuesday morning. Free to Move is a bit underrated. He won well here two starts back. Then he was wide, had no hope, Cox Plate Day. Just lands in a good spot here, probably right on the back of the speed. And I've put in I Love the Game next best. I thought he had his really good chance to beat Nicolini Vito last time. Couldn't do it. I think he'll run well again, but happy to be with Nicolini Vito to beat him again. 5, 4, 1, and 6.
Okay, so Dino with Nicolini Vito in race 5, the Mackenzie Stakes. So the 5 to defeat the 4, 1, and 6. Gator agrees. He likes the 5 from the 4, 6, and 1. And Warren is with Deep Speed to lead all of the way. The 4 to defeat the 5, 6, and 1. That's race 5 completed for the Melbourne Form Preview on this Saturday. We'll take a quick break and then we'll come back and look at the final 4 races, of course, which will be the Quaddie Lakes at Moonee Valley this afternoon. You're with Gareth Hall, Dean Lester, David Gately, Warren Huntley and Nicholas Quinn on this Saturday morning. We're up to race number 6 here at Moonee Valley in our preview this afternoon. It's for the fillies and mares over the 1,000 metres. Well, the one filly, All Banter, takes on the older horses. You can scratch the 14, Paul's Regret. And what's the market telling us here, Quinny?
The money has come for the filly here in All Banter, as much as 460 into 390 and heads the market at that quote to hopefully start punters off on the right foot in the first leg of the quaddie. Kalkani Royale, a $5 second to leg, Sophia's Choice 6. There's been specking for Lady Brooke, who's been 7 into 6. The Commoner, 15 into 14. Chevalier Dion, a $14 chance. Hecker Express, 15. And our Gladiator has been spec from 26 into 23. So some small money for some of the runners at longer odds. But clearly the best back runner is the favourite, number 13, All Banter, on what could be a big day for premiership leading jockey Jamie Carr.
And Richard Jolly gave All Banter a wonderful push this morning. His best for the day, both here in Melbourne, of course, and he's got a host of nice chances there in Adelaide as well, Warren. And it's an interesting race regarding the speed, Matt. There's plenty of pace. How do you read it in the early part of this contest?
Well, All Banter is interesting because early was a bit of a jump and run. Small field last start and just was able to, I suppose, cover a little bit of ground and just prove too good. I still think All Banter will be there on the speed. Just drawn inside, our Gladiator will roll forward. Kalkani Royale not too far away, probably of those out wider. Hecker Express, probably the one that putting some pressure into the race from a middle to outside draw. I think it'll be truly run, but I do think that All Banter is the one to beat. She's building a good record, and the stable, the Richard and Chantel Jolly stable, just have a terrific knack of finding the right horses to bring here at the right time. From a good draw with Jamie Carr aboard, we see through her early form, winning weather, winning in Adelaide during the week, so that form's holding up okay and forgiving of that run at a higher grade behind Parlophone. I'm with 13 ahead of 5, Kalkani Royale, who's probably at peak fitness now and racing well, dropping in grade from a stakes race behind Wild Vixen last start. 2, the Commoner, was just a terrific ride from Campbell Rewilla to have the last crack at them last start. He's getting to know her well. That good speed that we've outlined probably would suit the Commoner to be ridden to have the last crack again. And 10, Chevalier Dion was the one that the Commoner was able to get past last start and might have just got exposed a little bit early there, but ran well. And that's what you get from Chevalier Dion, those good, consistent performances. Don't think the winning chances end there, but you've got to try and narrow them down. 13, 5, 2 and 10.
Tough lead to kick off the quaddie here, Dino.
I'm pretty keen on All Banter here, Gareth. I think she might be just better than these at 1,000 metres. From a good draw with Jamie Carr aboard, did a good job to win first up. We know that form through Chosen Blonde, who ran well here to Written Beauty, and even Diamonds, who ran third, came out and won her maiden on Thursday night. And I just think she can progress here. She's drawn to get that sweet run to beat Kalkani Royale. Probably a better 1,100 metre horse, but she begins well. She'll be just in that firing line in the first four or five, and she can run well. Sophia's Choice did a good job to win first up at 1,000. Whether she can stay at 1,000 would be my query, but the draw has helped her enormously. And I thought the one that was over the odds is Maria Mia. She ran well to win here first up, and then she's run in two totally unsuitable races and not disgraced. I think back to 1,000 here, if there's a run on, Maria Mia might be the value one. But I'm very keen on All Banter. Best for the day for me, 13, 5, 6 and 3.
All right then, Gator, you keen on the filly from South Australia as well?
Yeah, I think she's clearly on the beat. Not sure if she's pitched in at the weight against the older mares, but I think she's pretty smart. Obviously, beating Chosen Blonde fresh in Adelaide, that horse was second to Written Beauty. Prior to that, in track record time. We think Written Beauty's a potential Group 1 sort of winner. Kalkani Royale, perhaps the danger, drew the wrong spot. Geelong was inside in a sweeper's race. Chevalier Dion, certainly in the game, third up, and agree with Dino Mariama, perhaps the over. So 13, 5, 10 and 3.
All right then, so the selection selections for the team in race number 6 to kick off the quaddy. 13 All Banter, the best of the day for Dean Lester to defeat the 5, 6 and 3. Gator also with the filly, the 13 over the 5, 10 and 3. And Warren also keen on All Banter, the 13, to defeat the 5, 2 and 10. Let's have a look at race 7 on the program. This is over the 2,000 metres. Scratchings here in the 7th race. Well, the scratchings are clear, Quinny.
They are, and it's a very open race indeed. Bartholomew Diaz heads the betting at 460 in from 480. One more try at 480, second elect. Hangman 650, winning partner 7. Dannon Roman 7 out to 750. Parade 950. Andrea Mantegna a $10 chance. Stars of Karen 14. Lamborghini has been specced at longer odds, 51 into 41. Barry the Baptist 41. Savvy Oak 51 into 41. Silent Command 51. Very open, but the two best back runners are the two at the top of the market. Bartholomew Diaz, a 460 market leader, just ahead of one more try at 480.
All right, Dino, this is a tricky race. Your speed map and then your tips, please.
Gareth, I thought that the likely speed here probably came from the likes of Andrea Montagna out wide. Silent Command winkers on again, can use barrier two. I thought Dannon Roman mightn't be far away, and the likes of One More Try with the blinkers back on, Barry the Baptist winning partner. So I only thought an even speed. I thought it was a really good chance for One More Try to win again. She hasn't won for a while, 14 runs and 752 days, but she's been running well this preparation, and I like the blinkers going back on, and I like the draw, and she presents her last two runs with the Ballarat Cup form lines through Irish Flame and Affair to Remember. So I'm with her. Hangman likewise presents with the Irish Flame form from a different race at Flemington, but ran well and carries the same weight as he did there, and from barrier three going to get a cheap run. Parade wasn't a bad win over the carnival. He's been pretty good this campaign and I think can run well. Bartholomew Diaz was okay at Kyneton. I think Kyneton Cup was down a little bit on grade this year, but he's a chance. And for the quaddies, I'll be putting in Lamborghini, the one that's been specced at odds. He ran really well here two starts back and then just never got in the race at Sandown, but could improve. And For one of our regular listeners, Gareth, on the Friday, Birragara Phil.
Yes.
He wanted me to. He just wanted me to mention Barry the Baptist just for the sake of Barry the Baptist. So there you go. He is the best named horse in Victoria, but he's a Sunday Country Cup specialist for mine. 8, 1, 9, and 2.
Hope you're enjoying your cornflakes this morning, Phil. What about you, Gator, here? Your confidence levels here? Because if you can find the winner, there is value to be found.
Yeah, agree. I can't see One More Try running poorly from that draw. She'll just get a perfect run. One thing she hasn't had of late is ideal runs in transit, yet she's been running really well and been on the heels of the subsequent Ballarat Cup Quinella. She puts herself in the race today. Hangman, look, he mixes things up, but back to his best last time. And again, that's that Ballarat Cup form, isn't it, through the winner of that race, a gap third. This horse was a terrific third when fourth up last, but to Muhammad Ace, who was absolutely flying at the time. Bartholomew Diaz,
quickest last 200 of the day, first up, then just missed in a kind cut. I think they go forward. I think it's the other key hope. And they'll do me for the quaddy. Den and Roman next. 8-1-2 from three.
Warren?
Similar thought process here, Gareth. I thought it's the right race for one more try. He's got the concussion plates going on as a relatively late gear change, but I don't know if that's a major concern. And the Ballarat form lines certainly tie in through her last couple of runs. On with 8 ahead of 1, Hangman, the Vermont boys in the bus, who are probably getting close to Birragara. They might be able to meet Dino's mate and have a coffee sometime soon. They'll be cheering if Hangman can get the money today, and he ties in with that Ballarat Cup form as well. Bartholomew Diaz was only second up going into the Kyneton Cup, but I agree with Dino. I think it was probably certainly down a peg on the Ballarat Cup, but he'll be fitter with that second up run under the belt. And 9, Parade, I thought was good winning last start. We've got to get around the valley, as Archie Alexander outlined, but he's going a lot better than the most recent time he was here. 8-1-2-9.
All right, then. So the team likes the 8 here. And, of course, Matt Kamani gave her a wonderful push as well. One more try to defeat the 1, 9, and 2. Gator with the 8 to defeat the 1, 2, and 3. And Warren also with one more try, the 8 to defeat the 1, 2, and 9. Let's move on to the Carline Stakes, race number 8 on the program, over the 1,000 metres. And Scratch here, Meter All Right, comes out for Team McAvoy. And this is another even race here, Quinny.
Yes, very competitive, Gareth. The best back runner ever so slightly is Coruscate, just ahead of the other favourite, Imprezzato. They're both 460 market leaders and both have been popular through the week. Seemingly discreet on the next line of betting at $6 in from $6.50. There's been Specking for Grandview Avenue, $10 into $8.50. Then we have Profit Sum, an $8.50 chance. One punter particularly keen on Profit Sum with a couple of bets throughout the course of the week, including one wager yesterday afternoon of $5,375 each way at $9.280. And that was on the back of a $2,000 each way by the same punter on the same horse earlier on in the week. Okay. Sartorial Splendor, bit of cold water from Sats this morning, currently a $9 chance. And we have Royal Witness 13, Human Nature 13, Run Sun 14, Condos Express the outside of the field at $21. But a terrific betting race with the money well spread.
Philip Stokes says seemingly discreet Gator is his best chance of the day, both here in Melbourne and also in Adelaide.
Well, look, I hope he's right. Only been beaten once at 1,000 metres and won the last four. The trip easily beat Be My Star in April, a Mini Valley winner. What I like is the former end Shimino. Shimino's the horse that came to Sandown, or went to Sandown, and won the Dubs and Stakes, beating a few of these. Look, she's not a moral, but I think she'll run really well. And I thought she was really back at all those early prices on the tad. Coruscate beat all bar Shimino in that Dubs and Stakes and did it with 62. He's much better suited this weight scale, obviously, and is, as a consequence of that, is in well relative weight. Runson also came up over the odds for mine. Forgive the last run. The internal bleed will slow you up. Led and beat all but Coruscate prior to that. Now, that was a wet track. He's a better horse on dry. And Prezzato's jump out was excellent. Jaws won. Not sure where they get to, but he and Human Nature certainly in the game. 11-2-3-5.
It's a good little race here, Warren.
It is, and you were talking with John Sadler about the set weights and penalties conditions at this time of the year. The two horses most favoured by that are Coruscate and Prezzato, and I tend to agree with the market. Coruscate, 1,000 metres, where he's been up and down from 1,200 to 1,000, so he's got to stay at the 1,000 metres here. But I thought he was good behind Shimino, who got a terrific ride from Jamie Carter to Duck and Weave last start. He carried 62 kilos there. He's really well favoured by the set weights and penalties here. 2 out of 5, Prezzato. She really clicked with Jamie Carr last preparation. Inside draw at the Valley. Not sure that that's the ideal scenario for him, but he's going well, and he's got his rating up to the point where he's now well placed in this race. Profit's Thumb, I can understand the support there, particularly on an each-way basis. There looks good speed in the race through Sartorial Splendor and others, and she'll be very strong late. I'll put 8 Human Nature in as next best, whose form ties in through the Doveton. He's not that well treated by the conditions of the race, but I think he's going well. 2, 5, 10, 8.
Who will be the fastest horse under these conditions over the 1,000 metres here, Dino?
At the end of the 1,000 metres, Gareth?
Yes.
I think it'll be Prezzato I'm going with. Okay. I know that he's basically a straight track specialist, but he was very raw unfinished product when he came to the Valley a couple of years ago. And I just think he put a good body of work together last preparation with Jamie Carr aboard, and she really got the best out of him. He's had a couple of trials. He's going well. He'll need luck just at the right time to get through, but if he does, I think he can win. To beat Coruscate, they're the two well-placed horses in the race, and then the two out of the Doveton Stakes, also in Prophet's Thumb and Human Nature. I think the closers are right in play here, and I'm with them. 5, 2, 10, and 8.
All right, then. Let's have a look at the final race at Moonee Valley this afternoon, and looking at the scratchings here, well, they are clear. Apart from the 7, Designer Chef is out. And Mara and Eustace, they have Overkill. I think it's the favourite here, Quinny. David Eustace making the point that Overkill will be the stable's best chance this afternoon at Moonee Valley.
Well, hopefully they're correct. Currently 370 in from 390 already this morning. So it has been an early mover. Bandersnatch, a $5 second elect. We have Fusay, 7. Montenegro Man, 850. Lighter has been 10 into 9. Music Edition, 13. Sonderlon, 14. Reward with Return, 15. And there's been a little bit of support for R. Luca, 23 into 21. But the best backrunner in the lucky last is the 6, Overkill.
Who wins the last here, Warren?
I'm with Overkill, Gareth, but I do think it's an even race. I thought he was terrific first up after a decent break at Bendigo. You want him to have come through that run well, but he's had enough time to get over that. I thought he worked really well at the Valley on Tuesday morning. High Strangers made that form look good with running arguably unluckily at Ballarat on Cup Day last Saturday. So I'm leaning 6 ahead of 2, Bandersnatch, who's an interesting runner now with Team Hawks, looks to have been jumping out nicely, and typical Team Hawks fashion, he's not necessarily winning the jump outs, but he looks to be going very well. Lita was good winning down the straight last start, and a horse that's been here and raced well previously. The claim for Lewis German probably gets in nicely at the weights. And I put number 5, Sonderlon, who's jumping out really nicely, gets the winkers on here first up. I think it was scratched last week to be reserved for this first up. 6, 2, 1, 5.
Dino, your thoughts here?
Yeah, very similar. I'm with Bandersnatch, so I think he's trialled up well, looks ready to go first up. I think his last preparation, he thought it a bit by wet tracks. He's got a little bit of wet track form, but I think he's a better dry track horse. And I'm with him to beat 6, Overkill, who ran well first up, has had the jump out at Ararat, the gallop even on Tuesday at Moonee Valley. So they've really prepped him up for this race, and I think that's a good sign. Leader did a good job to win the Grand Handicap at Flemington. Awkward draw here, but competitive. And Sonderlon certainly has been going well, and as Warren said, scratch from last week has got a chance. But I'll be putting a couple of others in the quaddie. 2, 6, 1, and 5.
And how are you playing the last here, Gator?
I think Bandersnatch is not only the best horse, but got lengths on 78 grade if he finds his best. Now, it's his first run for Team Hawks. I do love backing this stable when a horse is first up, because they get it right a lot and they get them fit. I thought the jump out was good enough. And he had excuses all through last prep. Was just like watching that episode of The Simpsons with the 7 baseball players, the All-Stars. Overkill, unbeaten here. Beat a handy field in March in good time. Unbeaten second up. Lighter won at Flemington. Beat a good field too. Horses like Plaquette, those sort of horses. It was a good field. He was able to knock over. 1,200's no issue. And who say back to the 1,200 in the quaddie? 2, 6, 1, 13.
All right then. So Dino likes the 2 from the 6, 1, and 5. So he's keen on Bandersnatch, like Gator, 2, 6, 1, and 13 for Gator. Warren Huntley's with the 6, Overkill, to defeat Bandersnatch, the 1 also in, his number's Lighter, and 4th home the 5. So we might just have that box trifecta in the final event, 2, 6, 1, according to the team selections there. And just quickly, race 8, the 2nd last, numbers there for Dean Lester. He likes Presado, the 5 over the 2, Coruscate, 10 and 8. Gator's keen on the 11, seemingly discreet for Philip Stokes over the 2, 3 and 5. And Warren Huntley likes Coruscate in the car line here, the 2 to defeat the 5, 10 and 8. We'll take a quick break here on the Melbourne Form Panel. On the other side of it, we'll get the team's best bets and also their quaddie. Time for the best bets and also the quaddies at Moonee Valley this afternoon. Not tonight, this afternoon. just double checking. Dino, we'll start with you.
Gareth, I like two horses. Race 5, number 5, Nicolini Vito. Race 6, number 13, All Banter. The best of them is race 6, number 13, All Banter. And for the quaddy, the first leg, I'm going 3, 5, 6, and 13. The second leg, 1, 2, 7, 8, 9. Third leg, 2, 5, 8, and 10. And the last leg, 1, 2, 5, 6, 8, and 11.
I tell you what, I don't have to read them out again, Dino, because that was wonderful pace there. Yeah, I love the tempo. You were solid there, and I appreciate it. And you have
I'm learning.
Do you have a tip for us outside of Moonee Valley today? Have you had a look at the winner bottom in Perth? Is there one in Sydney? Or there's plenty of horses from Victoria heading to Adelaide this afternoon.
Yeah, there's a lot to look at, isn't there, Gareth?
Yep.
I was really keen on one at Yarra Valley, but after scratchings, it's come up about $1.75, and that's Love Planet, race 3, number 7, but it might be okay. Something from Malty. I think it's a nice horse.
All right, then. Race 3, Yarra Valley, $1.75. So, yeah, we can load up there, Dino.
You do that, Gareth.
Have a wonderful day.
Terrific.
Hey, Gator, I forgot to tell you when you're on holidays, you're taking care of the Punters Club this afternoon.
Yeah, no worries. Well, you know, I've been flying at that job, so
yep.
I can see why you've come back to me. Best race 7, number 8, One More Try. Best in Sydney, we'll go with Snitch's Trollwell. Race 8, number 4, it is, in Rose Hill, Snitch. Quaddy, I'll try and get the tempo right. Cause
yes.
I don't want to get abused. 13, no. 5, 10, and 3, the yep. first leg. Second leg, just 8, 1, and 2. Third leg, just 11, 2, 3, 5, and 8. And we'll come home with 2, 6, 1, and 13.
2, 6, 1, and 13. Hey, Gator, you know how many people love you for that tempo then and your pace with the quaddy numbers because they can write them down. And we appreciate that and we thank you very much.
Well, it's not an age we live in for thank you, so I'll take that on board. Punters Club. So let's have 50 to win One More Try, 7 by 8.
Yes.
And race 9, number 2, Banner Snatch, 50 to win there. Have I got a hundred, is that right?
Yep, that's it.
Sweet as a bun.
Good on you. Good on you, Gator. Enjoy your day.
Ciao.
Warren, how are the Vermont boys going?
Yeah, well, I've had a little bit of an update on the way through. I don't yep. think particularly Matt from Vermont, who's a regular contributor via SMS, he hasn't waited for Colac. So let's just
hope. Good on him. Three votes.
There's no indiscretions as the weekend progresses. I thought that, day that's tough for best bets. I'm going to have something still be friends in the first. He's $4 and saving on Seb Song. So I'm structuring my day around the first with still be friends and Seb Song. So effectively copying even money that still be friends wins and maybe a minor profit if Seb Song wins. For the quaddy for me, first leg 2, 5, 10 and 13. Second leg numbers 1, 2, 7, 8 and 9. Third leg numbers 2, 5 and 10. Home in the last league with numbers 1, 2, 5 and 6.
That was sensational, Warren. Thank you very much. I wonder if you'll still be friends with your mates in Vermont if you miss out on the first.
Let's cheer them home and hope Hangman can get the money for them later on today.
All right, mate. Love your work, Warren. Thanks for your time as always.
Thanks, Gareth.
There's Warren Huntley and a group of Richmond players, former Richmond players, Quinny, are having a big weekend in my hometown of Birchip. So they're listening this morning. A big cheerio to them. I don't know how they pulled up after their first night at Des Ryan's pub there on the corner there in Birchip. But Quinny, I know you love your Tigers and I know that you have been seeing them well on the tip. So can you help us out with your best bet this afternoon, and also maybe the best back galloper at that Moonee Valley meeting?
Well, anyone that heard me on the panel last Saturday, Gareth, would lodge a protest against me tipping well on that protest would be
I was thinking about that last week, Quinny, and it was like you made your debut test cricket on a green pitch, overcast conditions. Flintoff was bowling, and it was swinging all over the joint. So I felt a little sorry for you.
Didn't David Gately just give me a hospital handball, making me fill in for him when he took the week off and I didn't Ballarat? So I'll get you back, Gator. Don't worry about that. I'll sabotage one of the cafes you go to. We'll take a look at the winter bottom because Trekking ran fourth in the race last year as a 290 favourite. He hits the market this time around at 225 with Willie Pike in the saddle. He
Indian Pacific a 750 second leg, Celebrity Queen 850, Sage Man 10, Red Can Man at 13. But you can't go on social media, Gareth, without being reminded of the fact that you are the king of Western Australia, posting photos out for dinner with Nick Natanui and William Pike, your right-hand man. Surely you've got a winner or two later on in the day for us.
I think that Adam Durant tipped us a horse in race number four, I'm Pretty, named after you. $7, William Pike jumps back on. And maybe have something small in the opening race, Mischievous Diva, each way.
Well, I'm Pretty the $7 chance with Pike in the saddle. I dare say that will be popular. And you tip in the first $8 there, Mischievous Diva. So I'll be backing them both, Gareth, and singing your praises after at least one salute.
Chairman of Selectors says you'll get another opportunity as well. Well done, Quinny. Good on you. There's Nicholas Quinn joining us, and that is the Melbourne Form Panel for this Saturday, November 27. In fact, November 28. Good luck on the punt. We'll take a quick break. On the other side of it, it is the Interstate Hour, and we'll kick it all off with Kevin Casey to have a look at this meeting at Rose.